911, what is your emergency? I thought I had a fox in the chicken coop again. It seems like a young lady. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. We need to send someone out here. She's tearing up my livestock. There's bones, blood, everywhere. You gotta get her out of here. She's running towards the house. You gotta send someone fast. Hurry!
Station 5920, Ward 3, November 3rd, 2015. Patient received as unresponsive. Pupils enlarged with no reaction to direct light. Crackled breathing with heavy saliva flow. Temperature below required threshold. Patient taken to. Will administer series of decongestants with antipsychotic. Patient 5920. Ward 3, August 23rd. Presenting symptoms of hemiphrenic schizophrenia. Patient is responding well to 450 milligrams. Her demeanor is stable, participating in nonverbal communication with staff. I have advised the nurses to. November 22nd, 2018. Anna, how are you feeling today? 2024. Patient 5920, Ward 3, October 21st, 2024. Do you want to talk to me about that night? Tell me what you remember.
At night? I remember it well, Doctor. It was a spectacular full moon, cool with a soft breeze. I could feel my body tingling, that electric excitement. I could feel that the veil was thin, darkness was drawing closer as 3 a.m. approached. The upper floor, I had hid the ritual items among the scattered hay and dried hanging herbs, the velvet cloaks. I'd sewn them with thread from the black mare's mane and tightly rolled them around the sacrificial knife. I hid them in a rusted old milking urn up in the barn loft. They knew that they had compromised the ritual by bringing Rebecca. I told them that she had to leave, but they just wouldn't listen. They eventually learned what I was truly capable of that night. Leading up to that night, I was preparing, perfecting the ritual. My intentions were strengthening with each interaction. I watched, analyzed the social dynamics of the group, deciding that my sister would be the sacrifice. I'd spent the most time on the faceless doll, having her sew the majority of the exterior, the doll infusing with her likeness. I'd wait until late in the night, when she was fast asleep, watching to make sure her eyes were moving under her eyelids, deep in sleep, before I'd gather a handful of her long blonde hair, taking the long metal shears, and cut clumps out of my sister's hair. It would fall in golden wisps, where I would use her tendrils to soak the faceless doll. Things were going as planned, until they disrespected me that Halloween night, causing me to redirect my focus, changing it to that of extinguishing all of them. I gave them so many opportunities to redeem themselves. I wouldn't call it mercy. I would say that we like to play with our food. And Rebecca would be first for the offering. Slow death. Her body was found down at the river's edge next to that big boulder. That's where I first met them. Growing up, I felt like I never really belonged. Always feeling this sense of longing and emptiness. My own parents didn't want much to do with me, and I didn't know it at the time, but it created a darkness within me. Lack of love, that warmth, and that all changed after I found that small wooden box next to the boulder. It was like it called to me, those cursed items. I wasn't even scared opening it. I didn't know what it meant, and I struggled to understand why God had gifted this to me. I thought maybe God had finally heard me and answered my prayers. Pulling it from the mud, I swiped the grime from the top of the wooden lid, revealing an intricately carved symbol painted in chipped red paint. Latching the front, I lifted the wooden lid. Inside, the mesmerizing contents seemed aged and untouched by the water. I began to sort the items, filled tiny black bottle twined with bundled chicken feet, a red pull string pouch of hair and teeth, final pieces being bits of bone, and an ornate carved ritual knife wrapped with a saturated slip of paper. I tried to gently pull the fused paper away from the blade, the crumbled edges revealing glimpses of a quilled verse, an incantation scrawled in duck's blood. The seal broke, piercing my hand. See, it sliced my palm. It had been unleashed. I always wanted God to speak to me. You know, if you're righteous enough or whatever, he'll speak to you, through you. Well, I guess he didn't like me either, because God never answered me. Instead, something else did. Gripping that knife, I could feel the dark power resonating through me, and that's when I started to hear their voice. Doctor, do you believe in fate? You will soon. They would give me glimpses here and there, guiding me. It felt like the path set a line when I held the 6th and 7th books of Moses. Their voices, they grew louder. I could feel the power coursing through me, my hands compelled to turn to the page of invocation. I knew that everything, everyone around me, had been a tool for them to manifest. The swirling, putrid black masses began to rise from the floor, bubbling from the depths of hell. They gripped my ankles, winding up my body, consuming me as their wretched vessel. I wanted to see what they could do, what I could do. I sent forth the demon to Rebecca. You should have seen their faces, the horror. As she began to twist, torting, her bones cracking, writhing in pain. Someone's got to take her out of her misery, I laughed. They were all terrified of me, and I relished in their fear, their sheer cowardice. Then the sacrificial knife sprung to Sarah's hand. I had jumped to my sister, forcing her to grip the handle tighter before plunging the knife into Rebecca's chest. Rebecca and Robbie ran. I had marked them as 1st and 2nd. They really shouldn't have run away. They were running through the cornfield, trying to find his car, as she was bleeding out, stumbling. He had to help her through the maze of razor-edged corn husks, her hair saturated and dripping from laying in the pool of her own blood. It was truly amazing that they had gotten as far as they did, driving towards town, when I caught up to them, taking over her body. It must have been a grisly sight, watching her rip the knife from her chest and bursting out of the speeding car. I'd occasionally let her consciousness enter her body just for a flicker, the sheer panic, the uncontrollable movement, her body controlled, driving her to her death. The demons integrated with the nearby livestock, causing a chaotic herd of snarling, the animals nipping at each other, insane with the urge to jump off the nearby cliff and plunge into the river below. At that moment, it was everywhere. Everything. The animalistic primal darkness in all of us. I was charging through the fields with wild revenge. Nothing can stop me. Why are you looking at me like that? You don't believe me. You should be thankful that I haven't gotten tired of you just yet. Or all of the staff here. But, you know what? I think maybe I'm tired of this place. It's used up. It's about time that I get out of here. You hear that? My legion? Doctor, I wouldn't touch that button if I were you. They won't hear it over the fire alarm anyways. Maybe I'll go north, visit my sister, and then maybe venture up at east and finish off Isaac. I don't know yet. Maybe I'll let them live a little longer.